You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Meet them where they are. John O'Sullivan, in his book, Every Moment Matters, says, "It is not our fault how they arrive to our team, but it is our responsibility to develop them and take ownership for how they behave when they leave. As the coach and the main cultural architect of our team, we can feel it is our responsibility to set standards for effort, attitude, and ability, and it is to some degree. But do we ask the impossible? Let's say you rate a player's work ethic at a 4, but you expect every player on your team to operate at a 7. Is it a reasonable expectation of a player to ask them to come in on day 1 and instantly raise their effort to a 7? I choose to think about the answer to that question this way. Let's say another player lacks a certain skill. You might rate their ball handling at a 4, but you need your players to be at a 7. Would you expect the player to come in and raise their ability to a 7 tomorrow? Of course not. It would be asking the impossible. Instead, what you would do is to meet them where they are at by helping them to level up their skills over time, first from a 4 to a 5, then from a 5 to a 6, and finally from a 6 to a 7. Well, character is a skill. It takes time to develop. If you bring a player into your program who is not up to your program standards in athletic, technical, or tactical ability, then you should see it as your responsibility as a coach to help them improve. If you bring a player into your program who is not up to your program's standards of attitude, effort, or commitment, then this is also your responsibility as a coach to help them improve. The thing is, it doesn't really matter if they are a 2 or a 9 or anywhere in between. What matters is whether you meet them where they are and grow with them. It's not about where they are. It's about what we are willing to do to help them, no matter where they are. So I know many leaders are facing uncertainty and frustration at the moment, and I just want to help people make the most of this time to make it a season of growth. Also, I find a lot of joy in writing and sharing my thoughts. Thus, I've been inspired to get the Culture Builders podcast going again. It's been on a bit of a hiatus. If you've enjoyed it and found the podcast to be valuable, please take a minute to support it. First, support it by sending it to a friend or colleague and just encouraging them to check it out. Also, you can support it by leaving a review on most platforms. It just takes about 30 seconds. Thank you for listening in and supporting our work.